I'm Ken Hammond. I'm a professor of East Asian and Global History at New Mexico State University. I'm a member of the Party for Socialism and Liberation and an activist with the organization Pivot to Peace, working to defuse the tensions between the United States and China and create a world where we're not pivoting to Asia with American military assets, but working together for a more peaceful and prosperous world. I'm very happy to be here today as we are celebrating the 75th anniversary of the establishment of the People's Republic of China. And I would just like to take a few minutes here to say something about the idea of socialism with Chinese characteristics, which has been the animating principle in the history of the People's Republic, and indeed in the Chinese Revolution overall over the past a little more than a century. When we think about socialism with Chinese characteristics, what we're really considering is a practical application of the ideals, the principles, the analytical methodologies of dialectical materialism, looking at the actually existing conditions in China and adapting the theoretical prospects or the theoretical propositions of Marxism, Leninism to the realities that are on the ground in China. This is a process, a project that began with the establishment of the Communist Party back in 1921 and was a long and arduous struggle. The 1920s was a very difficult period. But finally, by the 1930s, under the leadership of Mao Zedong, the Chinese Communist Party placed itself on a successful path of revolution by understanding the idea that the peasantry were, in a sense, rural proletarians, as Mao described them, and were the natural allies of the industrial working class. That methodology, that principle, that tactical approach led to the success of the revolution in 1949, and China embarked upon its course of development since then. And these past 75 years have seen this idea of applying dialectical materialism, applying Marxism-Leninism to the real conditions of China, take us down a long and complicated path with lots of ups and downs, lots of victories, lots of failures, lots of successes, lots of defeats. It's been a tumultuous history in many ways, but one which has unfolded along a course aimed at improving the lives of the Chinese people, building a socialist future for China, and creating a system that was based on the public ownership of wealth and its application through the instrumentalities of the Chinese state to improving the livelihoods of the people and raising the standards of living and all that. From 1949 to 1976, this was a very difficult process, a process where tremendous growth was made and housing conditions, healthcare, educational opportunities, all kinds of things were improved and enhanced. But there was a lot of conflict within the party, within society, over what the best path forward was. And this was a period, of course, where culminating with the Great Proletarian Cultural Revolution, where different groupings within the party, different interpretations of how best to build socialism came into conflict with one another. That period comes to an end after the death of Mao Zedong in 1976. And since 1978-79, China has been embarked upon a path of reform and opening to the outside. That path has itself had different phases, different periods of time. There was a long period of what we might call accommodation with the West. The idea of reform and opening was that China wanted to develop its economy rapidly to expand and enhance its productive capabilities. And in order to do that, they needed access to capital, to technology, to other kinds of knowledge and experience from the outside, from the capitalist world. And this necessitated for a period of time, the 80s, the 90s, even into the beginning of the present century, where China accommodated itself to the global capitalist system. It went along to get the things that it needed for its own development. But about 13 years ago, China entered into what is called the new era, at this point still under the leadership of Xi Jinping. And this is a period where we have seen China, in a sense, the Chinese people once again standing up. Mao Zedong very famously in 1949 on October 1st said the Chinese people have stood up. And as they have made their way forward and as they have struggled to build a better future for themselves and indeed to become something of a model for other developing peoples in the world, once again, now, the Chinese people have stood up And they are no longer making this sort of accommodation with the West, particularly with the United States. That has led to a period of conflict, a period where the United States has become increasingly hostile and aggressive. The pivot to Asia is aimed at encircling China, containing China. And that's something that all of us who support the Chinese Revolution and support the struggle for socialist construction everywhere that it's possible, this is something that we have to fight against. The struggles against American imperialism, of course, aren't only concerned with China. Right now, of course, we know that American imperialism is aggressively asserting itself in the world in places like Ukraine and the Israeli genocide in Gaza. And we have to oppose all of those things as well. The key to the success of socialism with Chinese characteristics is the maintenance of the socialist core in China. The new era where China is today, this era of reform and opening and the ending of the accommodation with capitalism, with Western capitalism, this is unprecedented territory. China is charting a new path every single day. And it's one in which that struggle, that effort to build a socialist future, we need to support it, we need to encourage it, and we need to congratulate the Chinese people on the wonderful things they have accomplished over the last 75 years. So as I say, it's a wonderful thing to be here today and share this moment with you. And I express my solidarity with the people of China and with all of you comrades who are here celebrating it together. Thank you very much.